Welcome to a reading of Lesson 4, the Old Testament, in virtualbibleacademy.org's Disciple Making 1, Abiding in His Word. It's from the study book, pages 42 through 61. I'm John Morris, the author of this course, and as much as possible, I'll simply be reading the content of this lesson. However, particularly in this lesson, there are some pages, charts, diagrams, and maps that will require some creativity on my part to read them to you. Follow along in the study book if you'd like to, or just listen. Either way is fine. Page 42, Lesson 4, the Old Testament. Romans 15:4. Whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Old Testament history starts in Genesis with the beginning of man and the beginning of Israel. The beginning of man is described in four historic events: the creation, the fall, the flood, and the confusion of language at the Tower of Babel. The beginning of Israel is seen in four heroic men: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who's renamed Israel, and Joseph. Joseph's older brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt, where he rose to second in command. And Joseph was reunited with his family when famine drove them to relocate to Egypt. The 12 tribes of Israel, the descendants of Jacob's 12 sons, prospered greatly in Egypt, but they were enslaved for 430 years after Joseph's death. And God called Moses to deliver the Israelites out of bondage, and Moses led them across the Red Sea and on to Mount Sinai, where God gave the law. Then the Israelites were numbered. They traveled north from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea and sent 12 spies into Canaan. The people believed the 10 faithless spies and didn't enter the land. So God condemned all those 20 years old and older, except the two good spies, Joseph and Caleb, to wander and die in the wilderness. 40 years later, on the east side of the Jordan, on the plains of Moab, they were numbered again. Moses gave his final messages, a restatement of the law, viewed the land from Mount Nebo, and died. Then Joseph led the Israelites into Canaan to conquer, divide, and settle the land. After that, in the time of the judges, the Israelites went through 17 cycles of failure. They sinned, God judged them through outside oppressors. They repented, God sent a judge, a military deliverer, to deliver them from their oppressors. Peace and forgetfulness followed, and then they repeated that cycle of sin. After that, the Israelites wanted a king because everyone else had one, and they rejected God's rule, theocracy, and chose man's rule, monarchy. The undivided kingdom was ruled by three kings: Saul, then David, and then Solomon. And because of Solomon's sins, the kingdom was divided into a northern and a southern kingdom. The northern kingdom, Israel, comprised of 10 tribes, was led by 19 bad kings before being taken captive into Assyria and dispersed. The southern kingdom, Judah, comprised of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, they were led by a queen and 19 kings, some good and some bad. And they were taken into a 70-year captivity in Babylonia through three deportations. And the Israelites finally returned to Jerusalem after Babylonia fell to Persia. Zerubbabel led the first wave back and rebuilt the temple. Ezra led the second wave back and brought spiritual revival. Nehemiah brought the third wave back and rebuilt the walls. And then 400 years of biblical silence separates Old Testament history from the birth of Jesus Christ. Page 43 is the beginning of six sections through the Old Testament history. Section 1, page 43, the beginning of man for historic events. This is from Genesis 1 through 11. Genesis 1 and 2 is creation. Chapter 1 gives an overview of creation of the heavens, the earth, and man. And God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." Chapter 2 details the creation of man on the sixth day. God created a man from the dust from the ground and placed him in the Garden of Eden. Then God created a woman from the man's rib, created her to be his partner. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The fall is in Genesis 3 through 5. Chapter 3 in Genesis begins with the serpent tempting Eve to doubt the truth of God's word and to disobey his command. She ate the forbidden fruit and then offered it to her husband, who also ate. This broke their open fellowship with God. The result was that God cursed the serpent, woman, man, and the earth itself. Then God drove them out of the garden. Chapter 4 details the birth of Cain and Abel, Cain's murder of Abel, and the birth of Seth to continue the godly line. Chapter 5 gives the family tree from Adam to Noah and records the birth of his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis 6 through 9 is about the flood. In the days of Noah, man was very wicked, and God judged the world by a flood. At God's instruction, God built an ark to save himself, his wife, their three sons, and their three wives, and a representative sample of the animals. Chapter 7 and 8 outline the year-long flood. God promised never again to destroy man by a flood and placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his covenant with Noah. Chapter 9 records the sin of Ham and Noah's curse of Ham's son, Canaan. Chapters 10 and 11 are the confusion of language. The generations that followed Noah all spoke the same language. But at Babel, man decided to build a city, a tower, and a name for themselves to prevent them from being scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. That was in direct disobedience of God's command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, Genesis 9:1. They rebelliously said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." That's Genesis 11:4. And so God judged them by confusing their language, scattering them over the face of the whole earth. Shem's family line can be traced from Noah, his sons, all the way to Abraham and beyond. You can see that on page 44, the Old Testament family tree. I can't read this to you, but I'll just make a few comments. It starts with Adam and Eve, and you follow it down through Seth, the godly line, through multiple generations to Noah, through the godly line Shem, through multiple generations to Abraham. And then with Abraham and Hagar, Ishmael is born, the forefather of the Arabs, and with Sarah, Isaac is born, from whom is born Jacob and Esau. Jacob is renamed Israel, and through Leah, Zilpah, Bilhah, and Rachel, 12 sons are born. Those are the 12 tribes of Israel. The second section is on page 45, the beginning of Israel, four heroic men. And this takes us all away from Genesis 12 through the end of Genesis chapter 50. Abraham, starting Genesis 11:27 through 25:11, God called 75-year-old Abraham to become the father of many nations. And Abraham traveled from Ur of the Chaldeans with his wife Sarah and nephew Lot to Haran, where his father Terah died. Then they traveled on to Canaan. God promised to bless all the earth through Abraham, to give the land of Canaan to him, to give him many descendants, and to give an heir to him with Sarah. But advanced in age and not trusting God, Sarah gave her handmaid Hagar to 86-year-old Abraham, and she bore a son, Ishmael, from whom the Arab nations descended. However, as God promised, Sarah bore their heir Isaac. God tested Abraham by asking him to sacrifice Isaac, and God provided a ram as a substitute. That's a picture of Christ's substitution for us. So Abraham was the first, then it's Isaac, Genesis 21 through 27. Isaac married Rebecca and had twins, Jacob, from whom the Jews descended, and Esau, from whom the Edomites descended. Esau traded his birthright to Jacob for a meal of lentil stew. Later, Rebecca helped Jacob, her favorite, trick Isaac so that he would give Jacob the firstborn blessing that was due Esau. You see, God kept his promise in spite of their sin. It was Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob, Genesis 25 through 36. Jacob married Rachel and Leah, the daughters of Rebekah's brother, Laban. Jacob had 12 sons with them and their two handmaids, Bilhah and Zilpah. God renamed Jacob. His new name was Israel. And God promised Israel that his covenant with Abraham and Isaac would be fulfilled through him. Jacob's 12 sons are called the 12 tribes of Israel. And finally, Joseph, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, Genesis 37 through 50. Joseph had a dream that his family would bow down to him. Because of this, and because he was Jacob's favorite, his 10 older brothers sold him to a passing caravan, and they took him to Egypt and sold him as a slave to Potiphar. Joseph became second in command in the household, but was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, and he was put in prison. There he rose to second in command. And after correctly interpreting the cupbearer and baker's dreams, he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, predicting 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. Joseph rose to second in command in all of Egypt. When the famine spread to Canaan, his family came to Egypt for food, and they were reunited with him. Jacob, renamed Israel, and Joseph both died in Egypt. Page 46 is the map that goes along with page 45. And you'll see there on the upper map, if you're looking at it, Ur is where Abraham started. He went up to Haran, down into Canaan, and then finally into Egypt. Page 47, section 3, captivity in Egypt to the edge of Canaan. This is recorded in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. First, it's slavery in Egypt. The 12 tribes of Israel prospered and multiplied greatly in Egypt. Then they were enslaved for 430 years after Joseph's death. Moses and the Exodus. Moses was born to a Levite woman, but was raised as the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. That's from Hebrews 11, 24 through 26. At age 40, Moses killed an Egyptian for beating a Hebrew and then fled to Midian, where he spent the next 40 years tending sheep. And God called Moses through a burning bush, Exodus 3, to lead his people out of bondage. And God worked through Moses and his brother Aaron by means of 10 plagues to bring freedom to the Israelites. The Passover was instituted. It was instituted to protect the Hebrew people from the last plague. And Moses led the people, according to Exodus 12:37, over 600,000. He led them across the Red Sea to Mount Sinai. And you'll see that on the map on the next page when you look at the notebook. Then Mount Sinai. God instituted the Old Covenant as he gave the law to Moses at Mount Sinai. That's Exodus 19 and on into Leviticus. The law given at Mount Sinai includes the Ten Commandments of Exodus 20. And then there's numberings, wandering, and death. In the wilderness of Sinai, the people were numbered. That's census number one. The people were counted. Then they traveled north to Kadesh Barnea. They sent 12 spies into Canaan from Kadesh Barnea. And the people believed the 10 faithless spies. They grumbled, complained, and yearned for Egypt. They refused to enter the land. So God condemned all who were 20 years old and older, except the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb, to wander and die in the wilderness. After 40 years of wandering, the faithless grumblers had died. Then the new generation was brought to the plains of Moab on the east side of the Jordan River. They were numbered again, census number 2. Moses gave his final messages, Deuteronomy. He appointed Joshua as his successor. Then Moses went up to Mount Nebo to view the promised land. Moses died, and God buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. God did not allow Moses to enter the land because he disobeyed God. Page 48 shows you the map from captivity in Egypt to the edge of Canaan. And it just shows from going from Goshen down to Mount Sinai, up to Kadesh Barnea, the wandering, and then finally up the plains of Moab at the edge of the promised land. Page 49, success and failure in Canaan. This is Joshua and then the judges. It's in the book Joshua, Judges, and also 1 Samuel 1 through 8. First, it's Joshua and success in Canaan. Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan in about 1405 BC to conquer, divide, and settle the land. Jacob, Israel, had blessed Joseph's sons Ephraim and Manasseh with a blessing reserved for his own sons. Therefore, both of their tribes were given a share of the land, as were the other tribes of Israel. Dan and Manasseh received their land in two pieces. But the Levites received no land. God was their inheritance. However, the Levites were given 48 cities. God had instructed the Israelites to make no covenants with the people of the land, not to serve their gods, but to tear down their altars and to utterly destroy the inhabitants. The reasons for God's severe judgment against the evil people of Canaan are in Leviticus 18. You should read that. The reasons for God's severe judgment against the evil people of Canaan are in Leviticus 18. Joshua and the Israelites did not obey these commands, and they and their descendants suffered the consequences of coexisting in the land with their enemies and with their false gods. But in spite of their failures, Joshua 24:31 records, Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. Then came the time of the judges and failure in Canaan. 17 cycles of the Israelites' failure over 330 years are recorded in Judges and 1 Samuel. 13 cycles in Judges and 4 in 1 Samuel. The cycle of all these failures is detailed in Judges 2:11-19. The people did evil and angered God. God gave them over to oppressors. In response to their groaning, he sent a deliverer, a judge, to free them. Then, in the time of peace that followed, they forgot and turned back to their evil ways, and the cycle began again. 7 cycles are detailed, including those of Judges Gideon and Samson. 13 of the judges are found in the book of Judges, and 4 are found in 1 Samuel. Now note, David's great-grandmother Ruth was an example of a godly woman during the time of the judges. After the judges, after the 17 cycles of failure during the time of the judges, the Israelites wanted a king, monarchy, like everyone else had, and they rejected God's rule. At their demand, Samuel, one of the last judges, appointed the first king, Saul. Page 50 shows you a picture of the lands of the 12 tribes in the failure cycle of the judges. You can see that in the notebook, page 50. On to page 51. This is section 5. There's one kingdom and three kings. That's in 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and 1 Kings. Saul, he was the first king. The people wanted a king. They rejected God by insisting on having a king. Saul of the tribe of Benjamin was chosen to be the king. Saul, the first king of Israel, began to reign at age 40. He reigned 32 years, and King Saul was inconsistent, rash, sinful, and gave God only partial obedience. Therefore, God rejected him as king. Saul tried to contact the spirit of the deceased Samuel, and he died because he did that. David. Samuel chose David to succeed Saul, passing over Saul's own son, Jonathan. David was a skilled musician, a mighty man of valor, a warrior when prudent in speech, and a handsome man. After years of conflict with Saul, he became king in about 1011 BC and prospered. He greatly expanded the kingdom during his 40-year reign. But David had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and finding out that she was pregnant, arranged the death of her husband Uriah in battle. They married, but their first child died. Solomon, their second son, was successor to the throne. The testimony that David was a man after God's own heart, in 1 Samuel 13:14 and Acts 13:22, describes his character before he became king. That testimony was not given to describe David after his sin with Bathsheba. Actually, King David suffered greatly after that adulterous affair. So it was Saul, David, and the third king, Solomon. Solomon became the third king of Israel in 971 BC and was wise with wisdom given from God. He spoke 3,000 parables and his songs numbered 1,005. He was greater than all kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. In answer to David's prayer and by David's instructions, Solomon built the temple. However, God had instructed the kings not to multiply horses, wives, silver, and gold. And Solomon did all these things. God instructed the Israelites not to intermarry with foreigners or worship their gods. Solomon did these things. God was angry with Solomon because of his sins, and God condemned the one kingdom to be divided after Solomon's death, after because of God's promise to David. Solomon overall ruled Israel for 40 years. Page 52 is a map of the undivided kingdom of Israel, showing Saul's kingdom that then expanded out to David and Solomon's kingdom, and even a possible expansion of Solomon's up in the northeast corner of the map. The last section, section 6, the divided kingdom, the exiles, and three returns. This is from 1 Kings 12 through 22, 2 Kings, and Ezra and Nehemiah. The two kingdoms, a disbursement and the 70-year exile. Solomon's rule ended, and the one undivided kingdom was divided into two in 931 BC, a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And two kingdoms were led by separate rulers. The northern kingdom, Israel, consisted of 10 tribes, including the tribes of Joseph's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, counted as separate tribes. Israel was ruled, the northern kingdom, by 19 bad kings, and eventually they were taken into Assyria in 722 BC, taken captive, and then dispersed. Elijah and Elisha, the prophets, ministered during this time. The southern kingdom, Judah, consisted of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And Judah was led by good and bad rulers. There were 19 kings and a queen, Athaliah. Judah was conquered, and the Jews of Judah were taken into exile in Babylonia through three deportations. Daniel was among those deported in the first deportation, Ezekiel was among those taken in the second deportation, and the rest of the Jews were deported in the third, when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. Babylonia fell to Persia, that's in 539 BC. After Judah had been in exile 70 years from 606 BC to 536 BC, they were able to begin returning to Jerusalem. The time from the first deportation to their first return is called the 70-year exile. And the book of Esther records the story of a godly woman among the exiles in Persia. And descendants of the tribes of Judah, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, and the tribe Benjamin, the Apostle Paul, and Levi Barnabas, are so identified in the New Testament. And there are the three returns of the southern kingdom. Judah was taken into exile in three deportations, and after the 70-year exile, they returned in three waves. Zerubbabel led the first wave, over 40,000 people, back to Jerusalem in 536 BC to rebuild the temple, which was completed in 516 BC. Ezra led the second wave back. He brought spiritual revival to the people, and Nehemiah brought the third wave back, and he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And then there are 400 years of silence. 400 years of biblical silence separate the conclusion of Old Testament history and the birth of Christ. No books in the standard scripture were written in those 400 years. During that time, Alexander the Great and the Greeks ruled that part of the world. Then the Roman Empire was in power before and during the birth and life of Christ. The following pages are reference pages, 54 and on, for your study when you're looking at the notebook. But I'll note a few things on it. 39 books of the Old Testament, organized as 5, 9, and 3, 5, 5, 9, and 3. That's 5, 9, and 3, 5, 5, 9, and 3. 5 history books written by Moses, 9 history books in Canaan before the exile, and 3 history books during and after the 70-year exile, 5, 9, and 3 history books. Then 5 books of poetry, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. So it's 5, 9, and 3 history books, 5 poetry books, and then 5, 9, and 3 prophecy books. 5 major prophets before and during the 70-year exile, then 9 minor prophets before the 70-year exile, and then 3 minor prophets after the 70-year exile. Page 55 is just another statement of that 5, 9, and 3, 17 history books, and 5 poetry books, followed by 17 prophecy books, 5, 9, and 3. 5 major, and then 9 minor before the exile, and 3 minor after the 70-year exile. Page 56. I won't even begin to try to tell you what that is in this reading. You have to look at it in the notebook. You might want to make an extra copy. Put it in your, you could cut it down to probably fit in your Bible or shrink it on a copy machine to put it in your Bible. It's a picture of the entire Old Testament. And then page 57. This is a flowchart of the Old Testament. And you'll see how easy it is. The beginning of man, the beginning of Israel, slavery, Moses, the Exodus and law, census 1 and the spies, wandering and death, census 2, Joshua, judges, one kingdom, Judah and Israel, and Judah, 3 tribes taken into Babylonia, 70-year exile, 3 returns, and then 400 years of biblical silence separating Old Testament history from the birth of Jesus Christ. Pages 58 and 59 are, again, review questions, like the other lessons. So let's go on to page 60, and I'll just do the best I can to read that to you. The review questions, exercises, and the answers. On page 60, there are 15 statements, and all you need to do is recognize them as true or false. This is going to take some thought when you get into the study part of the, or when you were in the study part of this lesson. Number 1, the Tower of Babel was before the flood, but after the fall. No, that's false. Jacob was renamed Israel. True. Joseph's grandfather was Isaac. True. Joseph became ruler in Edom. False. It was Egypt. God gave the law through Moses at Mount Sinai. True. Leviticus records the Exodus from Egypt. False. Exodus records the Exodus. 7. Joshua records cycles of failure during the time of the judges. False. Number 8, only one census was taken as recorded in Numbers. False, there were two. Number 9, Samuel, David, and Solomon were kings of the undivided kingdom. False, it was Saul, not Samuel, Saul, David, and Solomon. Number 10, God divided the kingdom because of Solomon's sins. True. The northern kingdom, number 11, the northern kingdom of Israel had 19 kings and a queen. False. 12, the southern kingdom was dispersed in Persia. False. They were exiled. 14, the southern kingdom was made up of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. True. Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Jeremiah led the people back after the 70-year exile. False. It wasn't Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Jeremiah. It was Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. And then multiple choice on page 61, questions 16 through 34. 16, which woman, and it's from a list of names, which woman lived during the time of the judges? Well, that was Ruth. Who led the Israelites out of Egypt? Moses. Who conquered, divided, and settled Canaan? Joshua. Who was the second king of the undivided kingdom? David. Who was David's son? Solomon. Besides Adam, who was Noah's ancestor? Seth. Who rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem? Nehemiah. Who was David's great-grandmother? Ruth. Who was Abraham's son? Isaac. Who was the 11th son of Israel? Joseph. Questions 26 through 33, you really have to do in the notebook. It's putting three names in chronological order and in your mind so that you can identify which one came first. The first is Moses, Noah, and Jacob. Noah is first. Levi, Seth, and Ham. Seth, Adam and Eve's son. Who came first, Saul, Solomon, or Samson? Samson. Rachel, Sarah, or Dinah? You'll have to look at the family tree to see who Dinah is, but Sarah came first. Isaac, Manasseh, and Ishmael. Ishmael came first. Ezra, Ezekiel, and Zerubbabel. It's Ezekiel. You'll have to dig for that one on that complicated Old Testament chart. Ruth, Esther, and Zephaniah. Ruth. 33, Israel, Joseph's father, or Jacob? Think about that one. Israel, Joseph's father, or Jacob. And I'm not going to explain that to you right now if you're just listening, because that's going to take some thought and thinking about the real sequence and history of the Old Testament. But it's a tricky question, but it's a fun question at the same time. So that completes the exercise at the end of Lesson 4 on the Old Testament. And this concludes the reading of Lesson 4, the Old Testament.